Here you go, baby. Oh, you're struggling with the caffeine. I didn't even think about that. Let me. How many you want to? No. You only have the non-drowsy. Sorry. I know you could definitely use a nap. Sleep the worst of it off. How are you doing hunger-wise? Mm-hmm. Well, you have to eat something. I know, but it's my job to nag you, okay? You have to eat something. So, I have an Instacart coming. And I can make soup. I can make congee. So just think on what you want. And let me know which one you'd rather force down. You want more tea? Oh, I found the fancy honey. It was behind the dinosaur oatmeal, so I can put some of that in this time if you want. Okay. You poor thing. That's a nasty bug, isn't it? Yeah, I remember. Sorry. Oh, you sound like a turkey. Just all stuffed. I prefer, personally, your regular goose sounds, so let's get you back to those. Welcome. You're so welcome, stud. How's your temperature? Can I feel? Okay. Oh. No, sorry, I don't know why. I wasn't expecting you to be this sweaty. Sorry. Oh my god. Oh, you're burning up. Oh. Wait, are you this sweaty? Oh, honey. Oh, I didn't even notice how soaked you are. I'm sorry, that can't be comfortable. Still a smartass. Well, it must add to the discomfort then. How achy are you? Yeah. Well, how about, you go take a shower and, no, I know, but it'll make you feel better, okay? I know you don't want to get up, but you can get clean, and I can change your sheets, and the steam will clear your sinuses, okay? So. Okay. Ugh. Sorry. Still just a bit too wet for my taste, but no, sorry. Come here, come on. There you go. That's just, whoa, my god. You've got some cadaver weight going on. All right. You good? Okay. Go hop in the shower and I'll start stripping the bed. Okay. Oh, give me your hand. That's a better surface. Okay, come on. Scoot. You sound exhausted. You need help? Well, I'll find a way. Hold on. about it. I'm happy to keep you company. If you just move over. Yeah, right, like this. Oh, let me get behind you. Oh, the best thing about this house is how generous the shower heads are. Oh, and the breakfast mat. That's good. Yeah, I like our room too. I'll like it more if you let me paint that accent wall. I'm gonna keep bugging you about that, you know. Maybe I'll get a yes out of you in your weakened state. Okay, tilt your head back. Yeah, come on. How's that? I'm not getting it in your eye, am I? Cry out if that changes. I take it that sound means I'm doing a good job. Okay. I doubt it's a long quality, but. I don't know if I'm being too rough. Okay. Yeah, nails make all the difference. Step back a little further. Oh, that's it. Okay. How much conditioner do you usually use? Let's get you smooth.
Huh. I don't know if I would define you that way, but.
Well, hey, look, you got me.
Somehow. I'm just not saying that was the way. Anyway. I ever tell you, you got a good skull.
You do. Only sort of in a creepy way.
I guess that depends on your outlook, though.
No, I mean, I wouldn't
use it as a bowl, but I might put it in a terrarium.
Make it look fancy.
Would you prefer it be a bowl? Because, I mean, I doubt I could put it, or you, sorry, in the dishwasher. Honestly, I don't really want to be tasked with washing salsa out of it every time it gets used, but I mean, if it's your last request, then.
Yeah, no, I guess that is true. Okay. It'll go with the china then.
Special occasions only.
I still prefer the terrarium. I make sure I get all of it. Okay. You're very good.
And no soap in your eye?
Okay.
I want to make sure you weren't suffering in silence.
No.
Which body wash? You can use my fancy one today if you want. I know you love the smell.
Not that that means much right now, but
it'll make you really soft. Good choice. You might not be able to smell it, but I can. And I narcissistically really like when you smell like me, so. Although, your smell is always my favorite. How does this feel? When I'm sick, my skin is so much more sensitive. Every touch is so much more intense. Is this okay? Down your arm. I know you're tickling. Oh my god, your sides.
I love a full body shiver. Here, I'll stop torturing you. Just move the action to your back.
I'm sorry you feel so bad. You're too good. Sorry. I didn't mean to pass along my suffering.
Although,
you kind of put yourself in the line of fire.
You know. No, I told you not to kiss me. Obviously, though, you were right.
It is tempting. I just know that I'd kiss it all away.
Your lack of faith in my character is
a little insulting, but it's okay. I still love you.
And since we're gonna have to wait for the meds to kick in anyway,
just relax. Let me take care of you.
I'm not taking advantage.
I just love your shape. It's admiration. I worry sometimes that you don't know how much I appreciate it.
What? Are you complaining about the attention? Don't get smart when I know how to make you shiver.
Are my hands? Myself. Cover more surface area if you want. Just relax.
You don't catch even half the times I stare at you, do you? You're constantly stealing my attention, though. Do you know that? It's honestly pretty inconvenient. You don't care about that, do you, asshole? You're lucky you're so goddamn cute. This is how. Normally I'd let you just enjoy the water. You're already half hard. It seems like there's another way to help you feel better. Is it too much? Lean back against me, okay? Let me do the work. Oh, you're such a good boy. You're so special. You don't deserve to be. I'm sorry you caught my cold. But I like doing this. And this. Babe. Well, I didn't want other parts of you to feel neglected. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. They're just so much. They're so much lower right now. I'm sorry, bad body shaming. I know I say this all the time, but I do love how you feel in my hands. Every part of you. Every inch,
Okay. No, I know I said to lean back, but I actually don't have the center of gravity or necessary friction to keep you upright if you...
Here. Okay, we're gonna switch positions here. Just sit on the bench.
I love this shower.
Mm. nails on your skin again. You can close your eyes if you want. Slowly relax. Or you can watch. It's up to you. I know you usually like to see when I'm on my knees for you. Your legs are so sexy. When I look at yours, I get why people lose their shit over size. You are made up of all my favorite curves and angles. Have I told you that? Recently? I'm preparing. Do you want me to show you what takes me so long in the morning? Let me just grab this. I know I am a fan of the shower head shock. I think you will be too. It's a tried and true method. For me, at least, but I imagine similar rules apply. See, that's what's up already. I like to run it gently over my neck. Where are you most sensitive? Under the head. Oh, that's a good start. Now, let's change the like a bolt. That's a fucking twist. I'm gonna have to hold it still for a sec. Just so I Trying not to wash away the ghost. You're not gonna miss it too much.
My inner thighs are ticklish. Now you're teasing me. Just. No, don't strain yourself, baby. I'll move my hips. And just like. Trying to help you. just go. Come on. Give me a cup. Give me everything. Please let me suck it out of you. Good baby. Oh no, give me that. Just stay on me back. Let me straddle you. Just feel you against my back. I'm gonna poison you both of us.
Certain areas than when we started.
Bend down, just a wee bit. All right, fresh pajamas are go. Now, in bed, the sheets are clean, so take advantage of your momentary ability to smell to appreciate the fabric softener. Oh, speaking of, I refilled your humidifier, so hopefully that helps. All right. Let's get you tucked in. Oh, I mean, I can. You're not sick of me. I'm very flattered. Okay, scooch over then. Not for long, though, okay? Because groceries will be here soon. I'm sorry I got you sick. I know. I've said it a million times, but I feel bad. You know, before we started dating, do you remember when I asked you to help me when I had a cold? I mean, I'd hope so, right? How often do you do that for other women? Well, anyway, it was kind of a test. Well, I had started noticing you. I mean, I had for a while. I had started taking it seriously, so. But I wasn't sure if I was actually willing to pursue anything. It would have made things awkward if it didn't work out. And I really valued you as a friend, so. I thought I had to figure out a non-committal way to gauge my own interest. And I thought being sick and asking him to dote on me, two birds, one stone. So I took the opportunity. Touch you the ways I wanted. Just cuddling, you know. Watching Bad Thrillers and The Incredible Journey, and just being in very close proximity. How much do I really want to just sit here with his arms around me? How much further do I want it to go? Which, a lot, apparently. And I knew he wouldn't kiss me because he didn't want to catch it, so. I could always rack up the intimacy to feverish affection if I had to. I mean, I don't normally canoodle with friends. I didn't want to give myself away. You got sick anyway. I don't know how either of us convinced ourselves that you wearing that mask was enough. Yeah, no, I didn't fully buy it either. I was just leaning into the lie. I'm glad you decided to put your house on the line for me. You did a good job. I was impressed. Then and every subsequent time, which I also honestly was testing for it because I get hay fever like a motherfucker. Anyway. You passed with flying colors. I hope I did the same. I'll get them in a minute. Looks